All right, you're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland. 91.1 and 107.1 on the FM. And on the coast, Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online and on demand just for you at xray.fm. Check the crawl feed. Check that crawl feed at the bottom of the xray.fm page. And if you have any questions about what you're listening to, text the DJ 971-220-5979. My name is John B. Jones. My friends call me JBJ. And this is my radio show, Hello Cruel World. Today on the program, Stephanie Schneider and Tony Furtado live in studio. There's a new single. There's a show happening tomorrow night. We'll hear all about that, plus some songs live. Coming up right quick. Radio's yours.
Snake it. faster it runs. The louder I call, the faster it runs. The quiet is ours, the work has begun. The louder I call, the faster it runs.
Hello, Cruel World with Y Oak. The longer I run, the harder I feel, something like that. Before that, local singer-songwriter Kate Davis covering a Daniel Johnston song, this song. And we began with music from Daniel Romano's Outfit covering a song from Bob Dylan's Infidels record. And I believe Daniel Romano is coming to town soon. Check your local listings. If it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be there. This is Hello Cruel World, singer-songwriters and acoustic music. On a good week, we have live music. Today is one of those days. Stephanie Schneiderman is here. Her husband, Tony Furtado, is here in kind of a surprise last-minute addition. I'm all for it. I've known Steph for a number of years. I believe this is her second or third appearance on the program. She started out as a solo singer-songwriter. Joined forces with two other songwriters, Laura Michelle and McKinley, twice. Once in the band Dirty Martini, and once in another group that hopefully Steph will talk about. Let's hear Steph's brand new single, which drops tomorrow. This is Gaslight. You're hearing it here on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
And you spin me like a DJ, the dizzy lights of a corny ride, but I'm alright. Is a clean sweep of the rug beneath me, and I'm taking flight, I'm taking flight. Thank you. DJ, the dizzy lights of a carny ride, but I'm all right. Can you convince me to be grateful, like I'm one inch high, to take a line, but I won't buy. You turn on your gaslight.
That is Gaslight, the new single from Stephanie Schneiderman. Stephanie and Tony join us here in studio for this week's Hello Cruel World.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Hello Cruel World. Tony, I just had a brain lapse.
Oh.
What is your last name?
Furtado. All you got to do, is remember 24 tacos.
Nelly.
All right. Nelly. I almost called you Tony Lash.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, that was the first last name that popped up in my head.
I saw the wheels moving in there, I thought to myself, that has happened to me so many times on stage when I have a band member that hasn't played with me for a while.
Yeah,
like, it's more and more, right?
Yeah,
we're talking about the good old days, Steph. Before you showed up, I did a search on my computer for your name.
Yes,
and so you appeared in like show 250 or 260. We're almost up to 800. Like
it'll be show
800 in like another month or two.
Wow, I've been very busy.
Yeah. So, yeah. And as far as early days, I got started at KPSU in 01, and I showed you the CD that I found. When I started doing radio there, I was already good friends with Todd Bales. We knew each other from the post office.
Right.
And so I think within about a year of starting my show at KPSU, Todd would join me and would co-host sometimes.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so it was from Todd that I learned about so much of the songwriting community, which was just what I needed when you're starting a radio show about, you know, singer-songwriters and, you know, acoustic musicians. So I think the first person from your group that I had on was McKinley.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Goner had just come out. It was right around that time.
That
was around that time frame.
Yeah, love that album.
Yeah, so
I just actually recently did a cool recorded something with Todd. There's a play,
Madonna of the Cat.
That's right. Yes. So
because I sent him something. There's a Robin Hitchcock. Todd and I love Robin Hitchcock, and there's a famous Robin Hitchcock song, one of his like hit singles, "Madonna of the Wasps."
Oh, how funny!
So I was like, oh, here's the counterpart.
So I was hired to do some interstitial music, which is totally brand new thing for me. It was really fun for a play. And written by Sumach, and it was beautiful, dark fairy tale kind of. That's a spinoff from a Shakespearean play. Kind of like it hollows out the center of this Shakespearean play, and it plops in this other new plot in there. So I wrote all these songs for like each of the characters and their inner lives and how they like the tension and resolve between them, not just even in the scene they're in, but in the longer story of the play and the arc of the play. It was really fun. It was very fun.
And then when they would do the play, was it pre-recorded? They would just
pre-recorded.
Play it during
that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I recorded it over at Todd's, which is how Todd entered this conversation.
I know, and then he's and then he's like back on the squad for like if only for like, you know, one project, but I'm sure that was fun for him.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. And Tony, I know you and Steph have been kind of like switched over to Ashley's show Wildflowers and Weeds for your Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
So I'm thrilled to be able to steal you all away. Oh, for
that's
for,
so funny. I do have a yearly thing that I pop into their show when I'm getting ready to do the annual Mississippi show that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're happy to have you both. And especially the last thing I want to mention is just how precious and how comforting live music is during these dark, troubling times, during the times that we live in right now. I really am finding a lot of comfort in music, but, you know, specifically live music for the community aspect.
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on three fronts, I'm thanking you very much. Steph, your single drops publicly tomorrow and the show and then a show the same day, right?
That's right. My acoustic quartet will be at Polaris Hall. And I love the venue, Polaris Hall. It's such a fun venue. And Echo, Echo, Echo will be opening. And my acoustic quartet features some of my favorite humans and musicians.
Including Jenny Conley.
Yeah, Jenny Conley will be on accordion. Keith Brush on upright bass. Jai Tanzer on drums. And our special guest will be Tony, who will sit in on a few songs.
Hey.
And nice.
Echo, Echo, Echo has, it's a trio, and it includes Jenny and Kylene King and Rebecca Sanborn. So it'll be a really fun show.
Again, like there's all these wonderful, wonderful people from a great scene. So many of these people that I just don't get to see often enough nowadays.
Yeah.
So yeah, what a stellar bill, full of stellar people.
It should be a fun night.
It should be stellar.
Be a stellar.
And Polaris Hall. That's such a cute venue.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't get over how cute it is.
It's like, going, don't call me cute.
Yeah.
I hear it.
I'm indie, too.
I get the cute overloads when I go
there. Don't
call
me cute. Just kidding.
I actually bumped into sat with a photographer at Laurel Thirst a couple weeks ago who her take was that she doesn't like Polaris because the lighting is bad for taking photos.
Oh, I totally disagree. I love it.
With the red and the blue, I think she probably just wants, you know, just like a pure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It is. There is some stylized vibe about it, but I guess I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
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 If you just tuned in, Stephanie Schneiderman and Tony Furtado is here. And they're going to play some songs for us. I should ask you, would you like to play some songs for us?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. We're going to play a song called Oxygen. It's an old song of mine.
You're listening to X-Ray FM.
I recorded this with a wonderful producer named Keith Schreiner, who went by Auditory Sculpture. He's from the band Dahlia. And there's a funny story about it, because when I first wrote this song, the chorus modulated to like the dominant, live in the dominant world, which is the five chord, as a lot of choruses often do, they'll shift. And he was like, I think you should just keep it more modal and be less strummy, because his influence was more trip hop and electronic bass and drums. Yeah. And he was like, there's no strumming in trip hop. Stop strumming. So there's a little bit of a strum, but it's less than it was. Let's just put it that way. So I rewrote the song and I liked it better. It was some good feedback from Keith Schreiner. Okay, here it is. Just for a moment. can't breathe without your love. I can't hold my breath that long. I can't live without oxygen. I won't be your oxygen just for a moment. I want to feel the savoring, flavoring of me. I want to feel your lips on mine just like the first time. I want to feel the eating heart from me. And I'm on fire to be your love. I can't breathe without your love. I can't hold my breath alone. I can't live without oxygen. Oxygen. Hey, I wanna be your oxygen just for a moment. I wanna feel that death-defying, life-defining need. I wanna be your oxygen just for a moment. You are the oxygen, oxygen you need. I'm on fire to be your love. I can't breathe without your love. I can't hold my breath that long. I can't live without. I can't live without oxygen.
Oxygen Live from Stephanie Schneiderman with Tony Furtado. You're listening to Hello Cruel World on X-Ray FM. We'll be right back.
This is Ross Beach, host of Alive with Pleasure on X-Ray FM. Tune in Friday afternoons from 2 to 4 for concert previews, new releases, and other radical sounds. That's Alive with Pleasure, 2 to 4 p.m. Fridays on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
Mommy, what is down the rabbit hole?
Monday nights at 9, synth, pop, minimal wave, psych, and garage rock.
Down the rabbit hole.
The place where the psychotronic hits of yesterday meet the mutant wave hits of today. Only on
X-Ray FM.
Wednesday evenings, tune into Circa Rad on X-Ray FM, a radio show that's a cross between a mixtape from an old friend and something new as well. Sometimes the show is in fact rad, and sometimes it's Circa Rad, close to rad, good enough to turn it up. I'm DJ Tex Clark, and my friends and I are always finding new treasures and dusting off old gems. Wednesdays, since 2014, on X-Ray FM, Circa Rad, radio is yours.
Hey, we are back with Hello Cruel World. This week we've got live music. It's a great week. Stephanie Schneiderman and Tony Furtado are here. Stephanie's got a new single, and she's celebrating tomorrow night with a show at the super cute, but but very self-conscious Polaris Hall with her acoustic quartet on a bill with Echo, 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 featuring Kylie King and Jai Tanzer, Rebecca Sanborn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stellar. I know I've already said stellar and super cute. Those are just going to be the watchwords for the episode, I guess.
Super stellar.
Yeah. Yeah. And they are raring to play another song.
All right. This is a tune that was inspired by something I read in a book I came across the phrase that used the words stone china, and I looked up. First of all, I love the way that rolls off the tongue. And then I looked up what it means, and it's a particular kind of china, but it's a little more bonded because of the stone elements. So I like this symbolic nature that it feels both fragile but unbreakable, but also strong. And so it's a love song. It doesn't sound like a happy love song, but it is a happy love song. It's called Stone China. Silent prayer with my sad heart, I felt you there, I felt you there.
Stone China, live here in the Hello Cruel World studio. Steph, that was beautiful. Is that is that newer, older?
It's older. I have it on off of an album called Dangerous Fruit.
Was that before or after the Live at the Old Church record?
It's before. Right. It's two albums before. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Thank you.
How do you feel about your catalog or your songs going, like, when I pulled out your debut CD, oh my gosh.
I can't. Like, the snapshot from, honestly,
was that just too long ago? Is that what it is?
It's a good question.
Because you're not the only person that does that. I know, like, think of so many people that, like, have, like,
freak out.
Think how many people, like, disavow the first album, you know?
Yeah, I think for me, I've changed so much. Partly because of I feel like a lot of it has to do with the people I've surrounded myself with. So my sensibility probably did start shifting quite a bit from working with McKinley and Laura in Dirty Martini. And
what impact did that have on your songwriting?
Well, we found a sound together, and that did kind of bleed into my own sound. I can't speak for them, but I think, see, after Dirty Martini, the three of us, we let go of the very beloved rhythm section and became our own rhythm section, started a new band, and we called it Swan Sovereign. And I played drums, McKinley's on bass, and Laura Michelle's on electric guitar. And it was very, like, obviously it was very vocal arrangement heavy, but it had this, like, kind of rudimentary, like, indie rock sound. It's really, really fun. And that was the perfect true blend of all three of our sensibilities, because we made a decision right at the beginning of working together in that band that we would all co-own all of the songs. So it gave each other permission to, like, step in and write on each other's, like, write a bridge for someone else's song or have an opinion about a certain thing, and really, like, have our sensibilities infiltrate each other's in a way that, like, the sound became something totally different than had it been songs that we owned on our own and then played together the way it was in Dirty Martini. And I think also working with Keith Schreiner really changed my sensibility as well, kind of dipping into the world of electronic bass and drums and exploring all those textures. And it changed the vibe just like a tick darker or something. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I just, do people yell out for for songs that you're like, like, oh my gosh, that's so long ago, or, you know, like.
Yeah, there's sometimes, because I've got like 9 albums, and so, wow. and I feel like the first 3 or 4, I probably don't ever touch really any of those songs. I'm trying to think of one song I do from any of those first few albums, and I don't think I probably, you know, even more so just the last 2 or 3 albums. I think that's kind of normal.
My favorite one from that Live at the Old Church was
The Dark is Easier.
Do you still play that?
It's been so long. That was actually based on I wrote that about a play called 9 Parts Desire. And that was, it was fun to record that. And I a lot of people do ask for it. It's funny. One song, I never do it.
When you say that your music started getting darker, that was immediately where
the dark
is
easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's immediately where my brain went to.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys, we have time for another song if you want to play.
Absolutely.
Play song. I want to remind all you listeners, by the way, thank you for tuning in this week. Thanks for always for tuning in to X-Ray. And Steph and Tony are here promoting a show that's happening tomorrow night at Polaris Hall to celebrate the release of Stephanie's new song, Gaslight.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is a cover tune. It's a Bruce Springsteen song. And this is called If I Should Fall Behind.
Mm-hmm. we said we'd walk together. Darling, come what may, that come the twilight, should we lose our way, if as we're walking, our hands should slip free, I'll wait for you and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? We swore we'd travel, darling, side by side. We'd help each other stay in stride. But each lover's steps fall so differently. I'll wait for you and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? Everyone dreams of love lasting true. But you and I know that this world can do. So let's make our steps clear, that the other may see.
And I'll wait for you and sure to fall behind.
Will you wait for me?
There's a beautiful river in the valley ahead. There neath the oak's bough, soon we'll be wed. Should we lose each other in the shadow of trees? I'll wait for you and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? Everyone dreams of love lasting true. Let's make our steps clear, that the other may see.
And I'll wait for you and should I fall behind,
will you wait for me? I'll wait for you and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? Oh, I'll wait for you and should I fall behind, will you wait for me?
If I should fall behind, is that it? If
that's
I should fall,
is, yeah.
If I
so.
Should fall behind,
yeah. Yeah, that was lovely. Lovely to hear that the two of you harmonizing together on that. Thanks. Do y'all just? I'm picturing you just sitting around in your living room playing.
Totally, totally.
During
just
the
keep
pandemic,
picturing that.
We
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Oh my God! During
well,
the pandemic,
we did a,
every
we,
week.
Yeah, we did a live stream called Thursday Nights Live where we did a. Well, it was every other week. And we had all these guests right in our living room window, like through the windows. We had tons of, we had 35 shows. And
that's amazing.
And
that,
we had
that
like,
is amazing.
Was,
yeah. It was
very like Laugh-In or Mr. Rogers sort of a vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, they were safely distanced, right? They were like
yeah.
outside.
The windows astride.
Our neighbors were like, what
chimneys,
the hell are they doing now?
Yeah.
I bought like, there's a, it's like 25, 30 feet from here to the window leaving to the side of the house. I bought these long mic cables and I had dreams of like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like still doing my show and
oh,
I'm
yeah,
doing
totally.
Studios, but like, you know,
outside, yeah.
outside. And then you could have line of sight through this door right here.
That's
I know,
yeah.
yeah. But it never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. The best laid plans of mice, of mice and men. it's been such a treat to thank you for bringing live music to the X-Ray listeners and airwaves.
Sure.
And
thanks
yeah.
for having us.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Don't be a collective stranger. And yeah, thanks again.
Thank you.
Is this love?
light that went so smoothly. Well, that never is the case. One day, down this cloud of bright, so we'll shake away the shadows of eternal night. Test the storm before the calm, like the light held in your palm.
Gosh, I cannot even with those drums. The Church, One Day from the record, 1983 record Seance. And before that, Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians with Madonna of the Wasps. You know, the Egyptians are no more, but Robin these days is doing pickup bands, and he's coming to town this Saturday. I checked the Wonder Ballroom website and tickets are still available. You could go see Robin with a band full of Seattle luminaries. I think Kurt Block of the Fastbacks is one of those people in Robin's band for his West Coast run. This is Hello, Hello, Cruel World. I have been and always will be JBJ. I want to thank Stephanie Schneiderman and Tony Furtado for coming down today and playing live music. Stay tuned for Welcome to Your Good Day. And I've got new music from you. Brand new single from Billy Bragg called City of Heroes. Anytime remaining, I'm going to wedge in a mystery song. Thanks again for tuning in today. Love you. Love you all.
Ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. when they came for the communists. He said, it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. When they came to my neighborhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they dragged people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face. When they murdered our sister, I got in their face. And when they murdered our brother, I still got in their face. In Dachau, Martin Niemöller suffered for his complicity. But in this city of heroes, we learn the lessons of history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
Oh, no. You know people, right?
Yeah.
They are shameless. You got to remember. Like, so when they say, trust me, that, you know what you say? No. Because... steal your dog, people will steal your cat, people will steal things and they'll wreck your hat, because they are shameless,
shameless, shameless,
shameless,
shameless,
yeah.
Shameless.
Oh my God, people will take that little thing right off your license plate, that little renewal sticker, they're not so great, because they're shameless. If they can't steal it.